reaction אשדוד בוקדים, גם אתמול היה יום עם שש מתחים, וכל מתח לפחות שלושה, יורים בצורות, וזה ממש חיזוק עצוב של אמונה. מישהו רואה, הרבה שאלו, התקשרו אליי, אולי שמעתם, מרדיו קול ברמה, השאלה, אם מה עושים עם ילדים, מה עושים ילדים בדרום, ילדים בדרום, ילדים בדרום, איך לחזק? עכשיו, מוריי ואחיי, אחיי האהובים, באמת אנחנו אחים, ושיננתם,
Rashi what do I do with the children in the south? First of all, in this yeshiva we need to know we have to have unity. Unity hand to hand, one hand together, to feel each one like brothers. To love each one. Like by war, they're like brothers when they're fighting. A lot of us here also were fighters. And we know what that means to be brothers for the weapon and the fighting. All the more so when we're serving Hashem over here, I have to be together. First thing is, we have a golden opportunity that we can't miss. More there's, as long as, it's true, there's a lot of apatza in the south, it's considered empty. It's empty. No one yesterday in Shderot or Nefakim. You go there. It's much to lift up, pick up diamonds on the floor. It's Mesirut Nefesh. To lift up diamonds on the floor. There's not a Jew in Shderot that doesn't want to listen, or an Ofakim that doesn't want to listen. They say even Ofakim. Haredi area. It's not Hasidim. They're not Litvish. There's no Litvish in Hasidish anymore.
There's
one thing.
It's
connecting Ishmael and Esau. There's one thing that's connecting them. They have no. They kill us all. They don't care. Ashkenazi, Asfardi. Old man, young man, the missile that comes from Hamas, he doesn't come to the neighborhood. He doesn't choose though, he's Haredi or he's Hasidish or he's Chiloni. He's a Jew, I want to kill him. Now we can lift up diamonds.
What do
one do in a bomb shelter? They all listen. There's no merits. They don't go down there to do hafatza. They don't have anything to give over. Let's hear the rest of us. We have what to give over.
So
they asked me, Kol Barama, on the radio, tell me, you're telling me the Rav Arush, what do we do? What do we do? We wanted to talk with Rav Arush, but we can't get to him, so he'll talk instead. So I told him he's probably in the field praying for each soldier.
His
soldier's like his son. So I'll tell you what we do. First thing is, we review emunah with our children. How could you calm down a 4-year-old child? There's always sirens and bombs going on around him.
We tell him, Moishele,
listen, whatever Hashem does is good. Hashem loves us. He's a loving father. You think that Saba will do something which is not good? Everyone knows Saba is good. Saba always gives a present. So we made up a game in the bomb shelter. So now they have a bubbles. So they play that, and we tell the kids, you're the angels of Hashem. Now blow up each bubble is a missile. Blow up all the missiles now. You're the angels of Hashem. Middle of the night sometimes. Sometimes middle of the night is the time. What do you do with the kid in the middle of the night? You tell him, Hashem does everything. It's good. How could it be? They want to kill her. They're shooting. It's very simple. You hear Abba and Ima, you hear the Rebbe and Cheder. They're talking about Mashiach, right?
Mashiach
is a big, big light. Great light. Someone who doesn't have a strong neshama,
you
should see the light of Mashiach and looking at the sun. You can't look at the sun.
You
need sunglasses. We're walking in the world, we have only 30% emunah, but Mashiach, we need 90-95%. We have to see Mashiach. So Hashem is causing this to us to strengthen our emunah so we're able to receive Mashiach.
Man
is preparing us for Mashiach, we'll strengthen our emunah. A kid is 4 years old, he understands. You explain him, what does that mean that Hashem wants Mashiach to come fast, so he's causing us to be frightened and send it to Emunah. How do you explain to a 12-year-old? You tell a 12-year-old, how do you have muscles? You lift up weights. Hashem is developing our emunah muscles. Did anyone ever receive emunah from eating ice cream? No. How do you receive emunah? That's just test, though. And then we go with the kids, they're telling about Avraham Avinu. Hashem tested him 10 times. What do we learn emunah from? It says, David HaMelech. The Rav had to go to Bnei Brak at the last moment. So you tell this kid about Avraham Avinu, 10 tests he had. David HaMelech said, all your mitzvahs are emunah. Do you know anyone in life, in the world, that had a more difficult life than David HaMelech? Michal's wife caused him issues, problems. We have our children don't listen to us a little bit, not learning well, get all upset. Can you imagine your son? He throws you out of the house, he wants to take you to be a king instead of you, he wants to kill you. Like Avshalom, like Adoniyahu, they want you to be kings, your closest advisor, Achitofel. Betrayed you. Worse than that. Your parents threw you out of the house. The story that is. He said that he's a mamzer. Father thought he's a mamzer. Yishai, the father of David, he heard the law that Doeg said. Yeah. Maybe I'm a goy. Yishai thought maybe he's a goy, perhaps, because his grandmother was a Rut. She wasn't allowed to be Geolit, maybe.
So,
if I'm a Jew, I'm allowed to marry
Shifra,
and if I'm not a Jew, I'm not over in
Allah.
And she was loyal, and she told the Simanim to David HaMelech's mother,
Yishai's friend.
So he did sort of a wedding with this. And really, who was there? The mother of David HaMelech. but she was covered with a veil, so you couldn't see her. And she got pregnant with David HaMelech. Yishai thought that it was the Shifcha, the maidservant, and not his wife. And they said that his mother, his first wife, is pregnant. He thought, she probably went with someone.
Yishai,
she was a married woman. So Yishai thought that David HaMelech was a mamzer. It's a very important family. You know what?
We won't
say that. Yeah, I won't show people our dirty laundry. We'll send them to Midbar Yehuda. Where they go? For sure, we'll come a lion or a bear, and we'll eat them up. So. That's how David HaMelech became at 2 years old. He was a shepherd in the desert. How did he know how to shoot the pebbles so well to kill Gil Goliath? You know what he did in Midbar Yehuda? He was shooting. What's
working there?
Your father doesn't believe that you're his. A son of Rosh Yeshiva is a point of the free choice starts here. Someone who's a lower level starts in low level. David HaMelech, he began life in minus. His father wanted him to die. Hopefully he'll die. That's what he wanted. Everyone was shocked. What are we learning about the Dutra? David HaMelech. What is Tehillim? Tehillim is the bestseller of history. Tehillim, the whole world. What is it? What is it? What he spoke with Hashem? David HaMelech went through difficulties that we can't even imagine. That's how we learn Emunah. He's the father of Emunah. That's why he's Mashiach of Hashem. Mashiach. He anointed David HaMelech. Mashiach is Lashon of anointing. And I promise you that Mashiach, which Hashem Shuv revealed, yeah, also he's going through hard things, we're sure. He's not having a good time. We are Am Yisrael in a very, very difficult test.
And Hashem put us
in this situation that there's no... Nothing to do. What are you going to do? Going to Gaza? So far, until 2.2 kilometers are only entered. They stopped. Only the eastern part of Gaza. Why?
No.
They can't go even yet.
Hashem 29
soldiers already went. They didn't even enter, hardly entered. Yesterday was Levaya or someone from Ashdod. A small state. Everyone here in this room knows someone who has a soldier. Everyone knows a very small state. It's like the Arabs. An Arab is willing to sell his mother and his father as long Because he kills a Jew. He doesn't care. Even if we go to war, what are you going to do with all the... Three times he closed all the roads in the south. No one in, no one out. No one knows. Maybe there's a terrorist going around.
Someone saw us.
Hashem put this in this place. Someone plays chess.
It's
shach now. Check. We're in check now. You can't go forward, you can't go backwards. You have nowhere to go.
Shlomo
Melech used to play check. Hashem put us in a check situation. It's not a mate, but it's because we have a Muna. Hashem knows what to do. Hashem put us in this situation that there's no politically what to do. During the war, fighting is you can't live like this. It all depends on us. Us, the Hafatza. All depends on us.
People don't know what to do.
We are the only ones in the country. We have a solution. There's a Emunah in the world. You go into the bomb shelter. First of all, take with you. There's a CD called Hashem Oevotcha, Hashem loves you. In English it was number one.
Hashem
loves you.
It looks
like something's not good to tell everyone Hashem loves you. When a certain person strengthens himself that Hashem loves him, that's a smack to the Yetzer. You already have a
salvation.
You know Hashem loves you? Let's remember the three levels of Emunah. This you can teach any kid, if you're a 4 year old. It's all from Hashem. It's all good. And everything has a purpose. Look at it. If someone asks you, look at these miracles. Friday morning, in the market, in Ashdod, a missile, in the market, it's full of people in Ashdod. By them, all the city. Friday morning, everyone's in the market. Everyone, not sirens, nothing, they don't care. A missile fell.
Kipat
Barzel, the Iron Dome, did not catch it. There were 9 or 10, it didn't catch all of them. On the main road, on the main road, right before the shoot, didn't blow up. A big hole in the ground, didn't blow up. If it would have blown up, it could have killed many people. There was no one in the road also. And Friday morning, no one was there. Also in the port, the port is full, right?
What a port!
The missile fell.
The
missile fell on this protected place. When the siren didn't work, it blew the whole thing up. If there was a siren, it would have killed people. There was no siren that day.
That time.
Friday beforehand, Where is Hashem? You don't see Hashem? In industrial area in Ashdod. In the gas station of Paz. Missile fell. Everyone goes there. Everyone feels there on Friday morning. Always a lot of cars there. Not Haredi, but the people before they go after the weekend, you know, they fill up the car with gas. Not really people. We fill up with fish and meat. They fill up with gas. So they go to this gas station to fill up before the end of the weekend.
The
missile fell. There was a siren. What was in the gas station? It was a huge. It was 35,000 liter of gasoline in a tank of on a truck. If you already know what that means, explaining what is a Molotov cocktail? Very little, hardly any fuel in it. Very little. He was in a bus that they threw 25 years ago. The whole bus went on flames. Very, very little gas. 250cc of a blow the whole bus. So can you imagine what that means? 35,000 liters. Molotov cocktails in one place. That would have blown up. The whole north of Ashdod would have blown up. Would have burned.
Would have
been finished, like an atom. Flat enough. The whole gas station blew up. Of course, it went in fire. And the truck got burnt from the outside. The whole gas station burnt, and the truck only from the outside. Where's Hashem?
Nobody was hurt.
Someone was killed.
One person was hurt.
Go and explain.
How could all this be?
Come explain to me how this. Statistically, how could it be? Look at the miracles. One after the other. Until now in Ashdod,
we have
more than 240 missiles fell in Ashdod so far. Baruch Hashem, zero people got killed. One rocket fell accidentally in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. They wanted to get towards Eilat or something. We reached Egypt.
They
went on the Egyptian, camp, army camp. Seven soldiers were killed. One missile. That's only in Ashdod. How much in the whole country they shot? Thousands. Each rocket is Hashem. What do you don't see Hashem in each rocket? By the way, another important thing about Afasa. Spoke with Rosh HaKolel. I spoke with Dor. We mentioned that a week and a half ago, I took Rav Elgorod. We went with Rav Elgorod. We went to Rav Arush. And I know there's a consensus of all the places you have to listen to the Pikud HaOrif. You have to listen to the Pikud HaOrif. You have to go into the bomb shelter, but to dance over there. The Rav said to dance in the streets. But when you're in Ashdod, it's a dangerous place. Go into the...
No.
They went into the Rav and they asked the Rav. I explained to the Rav.
In Ashdod,
the Badas of Ashdod, all the rabbis, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, We don't remember, sometimes we're brothers. Hashem sends rockets, so we all sit in together, Ethiopian and Russians, and Moroccans and Americans. So when you're in a bomb shelter, people are going to listen to you. Maybe in the house, maybe not so much, but in a bomb shelter, an area with bomb shelters, like central bomb shelters, people will listen.
Okay,
the bus came, we're going to the field. Hashem will help us all. Shine the whole country. When you're in Ashdod, in Ashkelon, or in the dangerous, more dangerous areas in more than Yerushalayim, you don't dance in the streets when there's a siren. You dance in the bomb shelter.
Yeah.
The field? I don't know if I'm going to